cliffcentral.com.
So it is time for It's Going to Be Okay with Dr. Hanan. It's always good to see you, Dr. Hanan. Good to have you on the show this morning. And happy Monday. This is our last one for the year. Can you believe it?
Anna, can you believe it? Time flies.
All right. So the holidays we spoke about last week and what you can do to make the holidays a little less awful for you. But this morning we've got a specific problem. And I want to invite Mapelo on, who's going to join us for some advice. Mapelo has experienced intense physical abuse from his brother, who is 10 years older than him. He even got a protection order against his brother. So a very serious situation. That wasn't the solution that he hoped it would be. And he'd like to just know how to deal with this going forward. So, Dr. Hanan, out of the frying pan into the fire, we're getting to grips with a very serious issue this morning with Mapelo. I want to welcome Mapelo on. No need for the video, Mapelo. It's good to have you on. Thank you for joining us this morning. Mapelo, you there?
Good morning, Gareth.
Hey, morning.
Hello.
Mapelo, yeah, yeah. I want to put you on and I'm going to
let you... how are you?
Yeah, good. I want to let you talk to Dr. Hanan. First of all, maybe you want to tell us your story and in your own words explain what's happened.
Okay. So back in 2014, I was 14. I experienced some episodes of physical abuse from one of my bigger brothers who is 10 years older than me. And I was 14 that time, which means I was 24. And I don't know what happened, because when we were growing up, we were used to being beaten by our bigger brothers when we said some things that they didn't like. Of course, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. You get clapped in Mulelo's words. So, but in 2014, it became more intense. It was unbearable anymore. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of the days I was going to school, attending an afternoon class. And he beat me. I don't know what was the reason. I couldn't concentrate in that class. And it escalated emotionally, physically, to the point where I even broke my arm when he pushed me down the stairs. And I reported this to one of my other big brothers. And he said, okay, you know what? We need a restraining order. Then the restraining order was served to him. He left. Fortunately, it didn't give us a problem. And he left for some years, but he kept on coming back, maybe once in 2 years or once a year, just not talking to me, talking to other people, because he had a huge problem with me. And I knew what it did to me. I hadn't forgave him that time when he kept on coming back. But in 2019, when my father died, we were preparing for his funeral. He came back. He just acted as if everything is fine between us. We had conversations, we laughed, and I pretended like there's nothing wrong because I was respecting the situation, you know.
Disconnected.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened. I'm not sure what happened there to Mapelo. We lost him somewhere in there. But this sounds, and while we're getting him back, Mapelo, if you don't mind coming back to rejoin us, this sounds very heavy, Dr. Hanan. This sounds like this relationship between him and his brother is extremely difficult and very hard to navigate. And I wonder how many other people are listening to this going, sure, I've also got a sibling. And we know in South Africa that there's kind of a lot of violence in families. And it's something a lot of people have to deal with every day, as awful and unpleasant as it is. I mean, before we even get Mapelo back, do you want to just give us a little bit of here he is. Here he is. Let me get him back on. Mapelo, sorry, we lost you for a second there, Mapelo.
Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
You were busy telling us about in 2019 your father died and you got back together, all of you as a family, and then he carried on as if nothing had happened. And for you, there was still unresolved issues.
Yes. And I'm not comfortable when he's around. And other people look like they are just comfortable, they're over it. And I think I'm the only one who still has a problem. I'm not sure if I'm being unreasonable. I'm being maybe selfish. He's going to come back now. He might come back because it's the festive season. I don't know. He might.
So Mapelo, I want to ask you something. I want to ask you, what relationship do you want to have with him? What's your ambition? What do you want to have with your brother? What's the end result for you?
Actually, I wouldn't mind if he doesn't come back. But also, I wouldn't mind if he comes back, apologize to me, resolve the issue. If he admits that he was wrong, why he did it, I'll be fine with that. That would be good. But so now, if he comes back...
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
If he comes back now and just acts like everything is okay, without him apologizing or saying anything about what he did to us, that's not fine with me.
So would you be okay to disconnect and not have a relationship with him if he doesn't do that?
Yes, I would be okay, because I know he doesn't care about me. In fact, about us.
Right. So, you know what? This is a very interesting incident and interesting case, because it happens actually a lot where bullying doesn't happen from, you know, the school friend or the school colleague or a parent or a teacher. This is happening by a brother, which is very, very common. And we think, oh, it's just boys being boys. The fact that there was such an age difference, I mean, 10-year difference between you, Mapelo, and your brother, also makes a big difference. And this is what we call bullying. You were bullied. The definition of bullying is when you're put in a position without your consent. And obviously you were hit, and that is unacceptable. And now your brother's coming back, and without the acknowledgement, he's pretending that everything is okay, which is not okay for you. So the part that I want to just highlight is that the reason why I'm sorry, the word I'm sorry is so powerful, because what it does, it highlights a sense of acknowledgement to the other person that you have hurt them. And what you're saying, which is quite right, is, well, if he's not prepared to apologize, or if he's not prepared to at the very least acknowledge, then I can't move forward, because how do I know that he won't do it again? How do I know that he won't bully me perhaps in other ways? Mm. So the other thing that I want to highlight is that people unfortunately put so much emphasis and value on title. People put so much value and emphasis on title. What I mean by that is people go, well, I must respect that person because he is my dot, dot, dot. He is my father. He is my pope. He is my boss, he is my leader, for whatever reason, and they put too much value on the title as opposed to the actual relationship and the value of the person. And Mapelo is saying, hey, he is my brother, but I'm prepared to cut it if the relationship isn't healthy or valuable to me. So Mapelo, what I would say to you is that sometimes in a relationship, you have a choice between good and good, and I mentioned this last week, and sometimes you have a choice between bad and bad. And the choice that you have is between cutting the relationship, which is not nice, or engaging in the relationship. But I would only engage back in the relationship if your brother does two things. Number one, and these are the two elements of communication. Number one, acknowledge the mistake or the abuse or the harm or the bullying that he had done in the past, because that acknowledgement is important, and try getting to be very specific about what he's apologizing, what he's acknowledging for. And two, don't forget this. This is incredibly important. Many people, when they resolve conflicts, they forget about this part. The first part is the acknowledgement. The second part is the resolution. First part is the acknowledgement, and the second part is the resolution. So I would get your brother, one, to acknowledge the fact that he has hurt you. And number two, I want you to discuss what are the rules of engagement moving forward. How are we going to resolve it? What measures are we going to put in place in order to make sure that you are protected and this never happens again? I'm assuming so many years later, he can't physically abuse you because you could harm him back. But I wonder if you could do it emotionally, because emotional abuse doesn't have any age. You can emotionally abuse somebody, you know, at any age. So I would ask for an acknowledgement. And I would ask for a resolution, and what are the boundaries, the healthy boundaries that will enable you to move forward. If he's able to do that for you, I would continue with the relationship because it could be healthy and it could be beautiful. And if he cannot do that, then cutting the relationship or at least pulling back would be the right decision.
But now it comes back to my space, you see. like it goes home and be around me for a long period of time. And I don't know how to deal with that.
So what I would say is that, first of all, if you, I would ask yourself one of two questions. Can we resolve with the acknowledgement and resolution, or do I have to cut? If you can resolve with the acknowledgement and the resolution, I would do that. And if you have to cut, you're saying, well, you're still going to be in my space. You can still set boundaries even if somebody's in your space. You don't have to open up to them. You don't have to engage with them. You don't have to connect with them. You don't have to be vulnerable with them. You don't have to share with them. So yes, you might need to share the space, but you don't have to be vulnerable emotionally or at least intellectually when it's in your space. What it will do is, when you create those boundaries between you and someone else, what it does is it stops you from really putting any value and then and therefore getting hurt. One of the thing of the coin theory, just taking it a bit further, Mapela, if you haven't heard of the coin theory, is that one of the fundamental elements of the coin theory, we have 100 coins in the day and you spend it where you wish, but you've got to be very careful where you spend it. But one of the fundamental principles of the coin theory is we value things that we are invested into. We value things that we're invested into. So if I invest R1 million into a business and it fails, I care a lot about it. If I invest nothing into a business and it fails, I don't care, because we psychologically value things that we invest into. So the more you invest into something, the more you care about it. The less you invest into something, the less you care about it. So what I would ask you to do, if you decided to disconnect from your brother, it would be to invest the least amount of effort, emotion, intellectual energy that you can. It will help protect you even if this relationship fails.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it does make sense. But how do I deal with the situation now where he starts conversation me, maybe ask me when we are there at home to do something for him? Like, he sends me to the shop and I know this guy, I don't want to talk to him. I cut him out because he does not acknowledge the fact that he bullied me 2 years ago.
Yes.
So now when he converses with me, how do I deal with that?
So what I would say is that, again, if it's appropriate within your family unit, within your culture, within your dynamics between the whole family members or everybody in the family to be able to say no, you must say no. You must say no. So if he asks you, because remember, without him acknowledging and sending you to the shops and sending you to do his chores or his admin, that's still bullying. That is still bullying. And even though at 14-year-old, you didn't have the emotional, the maturity to say no, now, what's it, 7 years later, you do. You do have the intellect and the emotional maturity to say no, and you can say no where you can. So I would ask you, in elements of your relationship where you can't say no, well, then it is what it is. Then you got to do it. But in elements of your relationship where you can set the boundaries and go, no, I'm not going to go to the shops for you. No, I'm not going to go and fetch a drink for you. No, I'm not going to fill this in for you or fill up for you or fill whatever. Then you should definitely do that. It will help protect you a lot more in this relationship.
100%. I got that, Dr. Khanna. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it sounds tough, Mapelo, but the fact that you're talking about it now with us is a good first step. And what Dr. Hanan's saying is, like, it's kind of simple. Either you want to resolve this relationship issue, you want to acknowledge and then resolve, or you don't, in which case you can just keep disconnected and refuse to let those boundaries be crossed. Either way, it's going to take a lot of strength from you, and I wish you luck.
For sure.
I wish you luck.
For sure.
Yeah, thank you. And another thing, he still thinks that he's the victim in the situation. He blames us, my mom, and everyone.
Mapelo, usually bullies do. Bullies do. They can't go inwards and self-reflect, and they usually blame everybody else for what they're doing. It's like the one driver that's driving against traffic and is blaming everybody else, you know, for driving the wrong way. Yeah. So this is exactly what's happening here. You know, of course he can't go inwards, which makes the likelihood of him acknowledging and resolving very little. But listen, I would definitely try, because I don't want you to live with any regrets. I would definitely sit down and try, have a conversation. If he's prepared to acknowledge and resolve, great. And if he's not, that's okay too. But then set the boundaries and invest the least amount that you can. So if he does come back and try to hurt, then it doesn't feel as bad.
Yes, Dr. Hanan.
Yeah, I hope that helps, Mapela, and good luck to you over the season. I mean, maybe he doesn't even come. Who knows? I mean, if he does pitch up now, at least you know how to handle it.
I would love that.
All right, dude. Thanks so much, man.
Come. Good luck. Right. Good luck, my Mapela.
Thanks, Mapela. Cheers. Okay, wow. That's bye-bye. A tough one. Sure. Wow. Not nice.
Sure.
People.
It's not nice because it's such a lose. It's so terrible. You know, when people hurt you and they're not prepared to create closure for you, yeah. Close those loops.
Yeah.
It's nasty. And then the onus is no longer on them to create the loop for you. The onus is on you to let them go and create the closure for yourself.
All right. Well, listen, Dr. Hanan, happy holidays. I hope you have a good time and that you are able to take some time off for yourself to recharge with all these people that you're constantly helping. What's the best way? What's the best way for you to disconnect and kind of recharge your batteries?
Yeah, you know, the way I book my holidays is I go online and see where everyone's going, and I just go the other direction. So that's what I do. I just try to not really connect. I just try to connect to the people that are closest to me, you know, my wife and kids and family, and that's really what I want. But you know what, like in closing, because our last show of the year, I just want to just highlight the work that you guys have done. I know you guys are not very good at compliments, but Gareth and Bulelo, Leanne, the people in the background, Dory, Simpiwe, that I've been in touch with, obviously Rena, you know, you've created an incredible platform where not only are we talking about mental health, and it's very easy for anybody to talk about mental health, but you create a platform where people feel safe to talk about it, where people feel safe to listen to, that people feel safe to come on and just like Mapela, share deep vulnerabilities is an incredible kudos to you guys. So thank you for adding a very valuable and a very powerful and a very safe voice to this conversation that many people try to have, but they can't. So well done to you. And if we've touched one life over the last X amount of months for 15 minutes a week, then we've done a good job. So really, really well done to you guys.
No, I appreciate Thank that. You. Thank you. And you know what? I encourage everybody else who's got something that they're dealing with to please email us in the new year. You can email us now. We can start arranging a time for you next year where you get to sit down like Mapela did with Dr. Hanan and get some straightforward, practical advice. And heaven knows we could all benefit from that. And if Mapela's story is helpful to anyone else, then you know what to do now, thanks to this little discussion we've had with Dr. Hanan. Listen, you have a great time, and thank you, Dr. Hanan. We'll catch up with you in 2022.
See you. Nice to see you guys. Have a beautiful holiday and stay safe.
Thank you, Doc. Cheers. There he is, Dr. Hanan Bushkin, and he will be back with us in the new year to hopefully address some of these serious and sometimes not so serious issues, but things that everybody's struggling with, that everyone's dealing with. CliffCentral.com